This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
National FFA Week will be celebrated across the country next week. FFA chapters plan and host a variety of activities and events throughout the week. I had a chance to talk with Nick Jarman from the Gillespie FFA chapter about some of the events their chapter is going to be involved with. Nick, could you start off by telling us what grade you're in and what your role is with the FFA chapter?
Thank you, Katie. I'm a junior at Gillespie High School, and I'm the Gillespie FFA chapter reporter.
And could you fill us in on some of the things that you have to do as reporter?
I write articles for the paper, and I update our chapter Facebook page and update our school website with our FFA chapter activities.
And speaking of activities, you guys are going to be pretty busy here in a couple of weeks. Starting out on February 20th, you have something going on.
Yes, we have the Alumni Pancake and Sausage Breakfast to kick off National FFA Week. It's a community event from 7 to 10 in the high school cafeteria.
And what days is National FFA Week going to take place during?
The 22nd through the 26th.
And do you have a lot of events planned for that so far?
Yeah, every day at lunch for the students we have contests. So far we have a milk chugging contest, a pie eating contest, and we're playing tug of war. And we're thinking of new ideas that we're going to implement. It's always been a successful week, and students just have a lot of fun.
And do you have an event coming up on the 25th during that week, too, a chili supper?
Yeah, we have the alumni chili supper for parents, students, and alumni. That's also at the high school cafeteria at 6. Everybody's welcome to that.
Does that serve as a fundraiser for the chapter?
I believe the chili supper is free, but I know the alumni and pancake sausage you have to pay for.
Okay, any tickets need to have beforehand or just show up and get them at the door?
The alumni pancake and sausage breakfast, you can contact our advisor, Rick Spencer, and I know you can buy them at the door as well.
Gillespie FFA chapter reporter, Nick Jarman. And once again, the Gillespie FFA Alumni Pancake and Sausage Breakfast will take place from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on February 20th in the high school cafeteria. And the Alumni Chili Supper will be held on February 25th at 6 p.m. also in the high school cafeteria. The Midwest Truck and Trailer Show took place on February 5th and 6th in Peoria. Executive Vice President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, said the show was a great success again this year. Last time we talked, we were preparing for the Truck and Trailer Show, and now that has taken place. So how did that turn out for you?
It's hard to believe it's over, but it was very successful. Combination of good weather, great crowds. Large number of exhibitors, best lineup we've ever had. And it was just an indication that maybe the economy, at least this part of the Midwest, is doing pretty good because just a real big turnout of people. And that's always good to have.
Any topics that were maybe the center of attention this year that were talked about?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, people were looking at a lot of things when they were there. At the truck show, for example, fuel prices are, less than half of what they were 2 years ago. Fuel prices down, it means money in the pocket for quite a few people. And with some money in their pockets, they're looking maybe to upgrade their fleet, looking to fix up a truck or what have you. So they were in a buying mood, and, the exhibitors like that. But it just shows that, there is some life in this business, and it was good to see that people came out and were looking to spend. Always a good sign. Also, I think, though, that with all the sessions that were going on, we had a lot of interest in what's coming up. Interested in the changes in some federal rules and regulations. Interested in what's happening with the state. And a lot of good give and take between truck operators and some of the quote-unquote experts in the field. And that give and take, everyone comes back from the convention and the truck show saying that they learned something.
When I visited with Don, we also discussed seasonal road postings. He said the weather we're having this week is one of the main reasons the restrictions are posted.
Seasonal road postings are out there for a reason. I mean, that's the thing. You know, this time of the year, you know, a lot of the road postings, January 15th to April 15th, what have you. They are out there for a reason because, this week we're going to see temperatures anywhere from the single digits up to the 60s. You know, Illinois, you know, the ground underneath the road, that roadbed, you know, it's in Illinois, it's great for farming, but it's horrible for the roads. The soil, you know, our soil is not meant to go up and down and be able to build a road on top of it and expect it to last. And that's a problem. Most of these township roads, you know, a lot of these local roads are no more than oil and chip. And there's no base to them. It's just, you know, every year a little more chip, a little bit more oil, and that's all you have. So when you do get out there, you know, you can bounce on them. I mean, they can be bad. So, you know, the seasonal road posting is there for a reason. You know, a lot of times they're 10 tons, maybe even less, 6 tons. And, you know, the word is, you know, respect what the road commissioner has. Sometimes road commissioners, county highway engineers, what have you, they kind of work on a basis that, you know, hey, if you have a cold streak and the ground does firm up, someone needs to get some grain out, some livestock out, phone call to that commissioner or the county highway engineer, you know, will either tell you yes or no, you can do it, you know, and last week probably not a problem, you know, but this week's going to be an issue. So, again, people, you know, the important part is to respect that rule and that law that's out there.
Once again, Executive Vice President for the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. And one last reminder for you this morning, this is the last day for the Illinois Pork Expo. That's taking place at the Prairie Capital Convention Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Springfield. And I'm planning to attend the expo later on today, and I hope to bring you an update during the noon farm show. So be sure to join us again around 12:45 for an update from the expo. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.